Hi there, Peter. Peter, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Allie wanted me to get on the line to, of course, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also because it is a well-established business, she did want me to apply that established business rate and make it even more affordable for you, sir. Pleasure speaking with you today. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Good, good. I'm actually looking at your website right now, affordablecustomservices.com. You've got a good website. It's Google compliant, and it certainly would rank well with the right off-page optimization. And that's actually what we would do.
Yeah.
We would attach to your website.
You know what? I called my website to do it.
Okay.
And they're so. I think they hired a hot shot to come in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Get people involved. They did a decent job on the website. Not bad.
Yeah, I like the site.
But there is no traction. Nothing.
Right.
There's no I get 3 calls a month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, right now your website's kind of functioning like a digital business card. It is attached to a verified Google listing, but people have to already know the name of your company and be looking for you specifically to find it. Yeah. So we would change that. I mean, you know, it's not the guy that's been around the longest or has the nicest website or does the best job in town or has the biggest company that pops up ahead of their competitors on the first page of a Google search. It is, though, the companies that have the most content that relates to that particular person's search in that area. So let's say someone types in residential interior painter near me or something like that. We'll make sure that you have not just the website, but all the destinations and directories at Google indexes when someone
does a
search.
That's
yeah.
Would my website pop up or
it would
coming?
Everything that you've got already, that kind of, well, Google calls it the knowledge panel. It's that virtual or digital brochure. It's your Google business profile with your website attached. Right now, people have to type in basically affordable custom services and your phone number or your city to find that. What we'll do for the keywords, you know, for interior painter, residential painter, painter near me, whatever they type
AdWords,
in.
AdWords, right? Yeah.
Well, it's gonna move that site, your website, as well as your Google listing to the first page. So it'll be on that first page when people who don't know what to call or who to call and they're doing that search, I mean, as long as they're in your service area, they'll see that listing. They'll see your website. You've got 9 5-star Google reviews. So certainly we just have to get that in front of more people.
I got 56 5-star reviews on Angie.
On Angie's. Yeah, I saw that too.
I don't know if there's a way I could pop them into that front page.
Well, it won't transfer directly to the 9 Google reviews that you have, but we can link what you've got going for you, and attach it to everything that we create. The whole point of it is to get what you already have in front of more people, you know, people who don't know the name of your company. They're not being recommended to you by someone else. They've not used your services in the past. They're not looking for you in particular, just for someone who does what you do. So everything that you've already got going is still going to continue to work for you. It's just going to reach more people,
Facebook,
it's going to work a lot better.
So my Facebook will pop up. And
exactly.
Like
correct. Way. Yeah. And in fact, there will even be Facebook paid ads that we'll do included in this particular package. That way we can target very quickly specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found.
I was looking for this.
So you're going regularly about 50 miles, right?
Well, I could go less. I don't want to
go
50. You'd
be happy to
go
less, I bet. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what Allie put in.
I could give you the town that we
okay,
you know,
perfect. And we would love to do that. Because I mean you're not an Uber driver, right? You're not getting paid to drive. And if we can get you plenty of work, you know, 5, 10, 15, 25 miles away versus 50 miles away, I'm sure that's gonna be better for you.
25 is good.
Yeah, exactly.
I get a lot of work in I get a lot of work like from Port Charlotte. I get
okay.
a lot of work. Cause, I don't know, for some reason, Port Charlotte, nobody follows through.
Oh.
So I get the net, you know, I nab those pretty good. And,
nice.
Then I have, Venice, Florida. I don't know where you're from.
We're actually headquartered in California, the same as Google and Facebook, but I am the pricing director for Florida, and I'm well aware of
the
area.
Yeah, I'm remodeling a pharmacy right now. I'm remodeling a pharmacy in Covina, California.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Nice. So, yeah, I mean, you're you know, Port Charlotte.
One business does remodeling for, like, build-outs for commercials. Which is completely different.
That's what Ali put in the notes here. You've got kind of two different businesses doing different things, remodeling, kind of like nationwide, but for affordable
right.
custom services, kind of just local painting is what you're looking for with that.
Right.
Nice.
And that's,
so,
I try not to put all my eggs in one basket because,
of course,
you know, after doing business with a big company, you become their favorite son, and then management changes,
yeah.
and the CEO steps down, and then you start all over. So I don't want to start all over.
No, of course.
So
you'll go up to Sarasota too, right?
Yeah, Sarasota.
Okay.
I think Sarasota is as far as I go in that direction.
Yeah.
In the other direction, Port Charlotte is about as far as I go that way.
Okay.
And we would be Venice. Boca Grande is really good.
Nice, okay.
So I don't know. I could give you a list of all the places that I would like to go to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a head start here for our client interview technician. We're going to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we do the deep dive, talk about exactly where you want to be found, all the different services and keywords related to those services.
Can we do that tomorrow?
Yeah, we can definitely do that tomorrow. I need about 5 or 10 minutes of your time, though, to secure the listing for your business, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call for tomorrow. The only available spot that we would have for that would be 6 o'clock, and if that doesn't work out for you, we can certainly look at tomorrow's calendar. But when we get your phone ringing, Peter, is the number that we're speaking on, I mean, it seems like it's not only a good number for your customers to call, is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
No, 219-840-2200 is the number I use for that. This is just so that I show I have a local number. You know?
Oh, I gotcha. So the business number is the 941-404-3895, but you said for you to reach you, you said 219-840-2200, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. And then the business itself, though, is service-based, right? I mean, you always go out to the customer. There's no physical address,
yes.
not like a brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location.
No, nothing like that. No, I go out to the customer.
Yeah, and Google kind of expects it to be that way. When you're providing a service, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They wouldn't want to list any physical address. In fact, they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and trying to knock on your door any more than you would.
Yeah, right.
So you're located, though, in Venice, right, 34293?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I did also see 34285, though.
That was my previous address.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. So one of the things that we'll do is called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that any information that's out there already is accurate, current, and consistent. So we'll get rid of the 34285 listing, and then, of course, all the new content make sure that you don't even have any physical or street address listed. And then Ali did not get your last name.
Pulidakis is P as in Peter, O U, L as in Larry, I, D as in David, A K I S. Pulidakis.
Okay, Mr. Pulidakis. And she's got peter.acs.titan@gmail.com. Is that an accurate email address for you? It is? Okay, perfect.
Yes, it is.
And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Peter, we will be taking a look at that client interview calendar for tomorrow. You do actually qualify, by the way, for our established business rate, which is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We actually prefer to work with companies that are established, companies that know what they're doing, companies that can handle more business and still do quality work. So for businesses like yours that have been around for more than 15 years, you actually qualify for 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it will save you $300 each and every single month. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It's completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, but as long as you're using the service, that $300 reduction in the cost brings the price down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 is the exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, there's no lead fees, because you're getting calls directly to you. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. The Facebook ads are included as well, so that would be the exact amount, that $299. Now, you said you want to have that follow-up call tomorrow from our technician. We scheduled by the hour.
Do you have something for today? Do you have something for today or no?
I can get you in at 6. That would be the only spot that we've got available. We can do 6 o'clock. It would take about a half an hour. Gets to you right at
or
5 minutes
I need
after
to get
6.
This thing rolling.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. So I got to get the notes in.
Exactly what I need.
I got to get the notes into the account pretty quick here then for us to do that, that 6 o'clock, but I can definitely do that. In fact, in addition to that client interview scheduled at 6 o'clock before I get you off the phone, I am required, since we're Google partners, to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Pouladakis, it is recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that I'm actually going to reduce the cost of the setup fee as well. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. Okay? And then we'll get the notes in the system real quick, and that should be plenty of time for our technician to give you a call at 6 or just a couple of minutes after 6. If I'm actually in between phone calls, and I might still be, not yet on another call after this. If I'm between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, Peter, I'll be on that call as well in the very beginning, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. If I am not available, they'll just reach out to you and call you on their own. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up, and like I said, you can stop me at any time, although it is recorded. It actually reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Pouladakis. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Affordable Custom Services, or
okay.
ACS.
Okay.
You know, if you could pause this. If we do ACS, do you think that would be a little simpler?
I don't know. I mean, it's totally up to you. I mean, most of your...
The logo says ACS.
Yeah, I think we should use them both. I mean, most of your listings say Affordable Custom Services. You're already PIN verified that way, but the logo with ACS on there, that would be perfect. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Peter Pouladakis, President.
Okay. And then, Peter, as the president of Affordable Custom Services, Mr. Pouladakis, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, you are also an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Peter, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Pouladakis, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah, of course.
And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we'll already be providing. And of course, like I said, we'll want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Pouladakis, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Peter, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Perfect. Yeah, like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is always accurate. Now, there is normally a one-time setup fee. That setup fee itself could be as high as $299, but I'm actually going to take $200 off of that setup fee, just a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, it only attaches to that first month. With it being a month-to-month service and the Facebook ads included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 8th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, Peter, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month moving forward at a further reduced rate of just $299. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including that social media campaign. That paid Facebook ad campaign is also included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will. There is no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can also pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Pouladakis, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Peter, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Peter, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Let me see. We could probably do American Express. It's going to be every 8th. Let me...
On the 8th. Yes, sir.
Let's do it on the American Express.
So on that Amex, is it your first and last name? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
No, first and last name.
Okay, no middle initial. All Amexes start with a 3. Here should be no different. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
3411.
Yes, sir.
57. 7971-01009.
The expiration month and year?
1028.
10 of 2028. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
3517.
3517. So I've got 3517-3517 on the front of the card. I've got October or 10 of 2028, you said, for the expiration date, right?
Right.
And the card itself, was it 3411-577-971-01009?
Correct.
And then what is the actual billing address of that card?
1905 Pebble Beach Court, Venice, Florida, 34293.
You said 1905?
1905.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I have a pen. Hold on. Let me write it down. Well, you're going to send me an email, right?
Yes, of course. You said that was 1905 Pebble Beach Drive or Pebble Beach Court?
Court.
That's what I thought you said. I'm not sure why I typed in Drive. I don't know. I think I might need to refill my coffee cup.
Yeah. Well, you're doing good.
All right.
So.
I appreciate that. That also made me laugh. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can also, of course, reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is, of course, Eastern Time. And you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute or so. Yeah, support.
Sorry, I'll just email address then.
It's support@localsplash.com. But you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute.
Let me ask you a question. If I want to amp this up, like if I really want some leads bad, is there a way to do it?
There certainly is, yeah. I mean, we do offer other services as well, other products. I mean, you could do Google Guarantee, which is local service ads. You could do pay-per-click ads, AdWords. You can always bump up your Facebook ad campaign. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in this campaign. They're about 20 or 22 cents per click. So with a $100 budget, you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month. So we do fully hope that this is going to get you more than enough business. We do keep an eye on the reports that you'll also have access to. And if it seems to us that you could, you know, get X amount more phone calls, if we bump things up a little bit, we can and probably would reach out to you. You can always call us about that as well.
Mm-hmm. If I decide to do a separate phone number.
Yes, sir.
Is that something we can alter?
Always, yeah. Anything that
because what's happening is this number, I get so many sales calls that I'm not, it's like too polluted.
The
number that I have, I get called by so many people, and I'm thinking maybe I should just get a fresh number and just keep it just for this kind of advertising, you know. This way I could respond easier because every time I answer the phone, it's like, oh, you know, they want to give me money. They want to, you know what I mean? I get at least 50 calls like that a day.
Right. If you do end up getting a new number, just let us know what that number is. You can call us, text us, email us that information, or you can update that information as well through your client tracking system. We call it your client dashboard. You can always update any of that information or have us do that for you. There's never any additional cost for that. But just let us know if there's any changes that need to be made. Now, I did want to set up an extra layer of security here on your account. Just a question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Affordable Custom Services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, Peter, we may still ask you for the answer to the question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they say they're with Google or Local Splash, they will know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also know both the answer and the question, and if they cannot give you that information within 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money, just politely let them go. The voice verification attaches to your account for your protection, and it is quite clear. Never a penny more, okay? It's the $398 today, $298 on the 8th moving forward. The options here for your security question is, well, it's the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet was Nippy.
Is that N-I-C-K-Y or?
No, a Nippy, Nip, like a Nippy. Why don't we just put Washington, D.C.? That's good. No.
Okay, we'll put,
we could do Washington, D.C. I was born in Washington, D.C.
I was going to say, that's an odd name for a pet. Oh, I'm just kidding. We'll change it to the city you were born in, and that's Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Got to type it in twice, though, but you're all set and squared away there. Now, you've gotten a couple of different emails, I think. Did you receive the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Check it out.
Let me just see what our system has done. Okay, so far it has sent you a couple of different
local,
emails.
Like three.
Yes.
I got local initial invoice.
That's the one.
Or local splash.
Right.
And then pictures needed for Google. You need pictures for me?
No. Well, I mean, you're already Google PIN verified. Our automated system sends that one out automatically. You don't really need to worry about it because you're already PIN verified. That just helps us expedite the process that's become increasingly complex to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are indeed local businesses. You are already Google PIN verified. We'll use that particular listing. Just move it to the first page. You don't really need to concern yourself with that one. The other one's the welcome email. It's a little superfluous. It just says, hi, welcome, we like you, we're ready to get things going for you. And then it's got the client support phone number and information there. But every email does also have the client support phone number and the email address. The one that we really need you to see right now says local splash initial invoice. So if you click on the invoice email, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, you got my mobile number is 219-840-2200 on this, and that's my contact one. It's not for the one we're advertising with, correct?
No, that's for contact. Yeah, that's for the contact number, the mobile number that we have to contact you. The phone number that we're promoting for the business is the one that's listed on the Google listing. It's the 941-404-3895. Sometimes they're the same, but it always populates from the contact phone number, the number that we use to reach you, because we will want to send you SMS messages, which are text messages through the computer. That's the box below that mobile number. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on both of those boxes and then either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. It is case sensitive if you're typing it in. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space either before your name or after. But once you've got Peter Poulidakis in that long box with the arrow pointing towards it, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That does a few things.
Already done.
Is it asking you for a username and a password?
Yes.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. You're seeing that now because it's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do that client interview, which if I can get the notes in quick enough here, it should be in about 4 or 5 minutes that we'll be able to give you that follow-up call. I may still be not yet on another call, in which case I'll be on that call as well when we call you back in just a few minutes here.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, real pleasure speaking with you, Peter. I hope I can speak with you again in just a few minutes. Our technician is prepping this account now and should call you in just a few minutes here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much for your time. You've been very patient, and you also made me laugh a couple of times. I appreciate that. You have a great rest of the day, and hopefully I'll talk to you in just a few minutes here. Thank you, Peter.
Very good. Bye.
Bye.